Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here, and it's good to be back. You know, I'm just now getting over my second round of COVID, and I lost my voice. And to be honest with you, it was rough. The breathing, the congestion, the body aches, all that stuff. I got it all. And so today's kind of the first day that I've been back where, you know, my voice is starting to feel normal. I'm able to breathe and not cough all over the place. So it's good to be back. Nevertheless, thank you guys for those who reached out and wished me well and helped me to, give me good vibes so that I can feel better. And so it's great to be back. Today, what I want to share with you is something that I think most of us, especially in times like these, are really struggling with. And that is our mindset. It's our thinking. And you know, when it comes to how we think or what we think about, I want you to understand this, that we have the power to choose every single day what we will and what we will not think about. And here's the thing, you already know this, right? This is not new, but what we think about, we become about, meaning where our thoughts go, our focus goes, and where our focus goes, our energy flows. And if you want to continue to get negative results in your life, just continue to think negative thoughts about yourself, about people, about the world, about, you know, what's going on in the world, about your job, about your boss, you name it. I've heard it all. And when you think about this, there's really only two types of mindsets, positive and negative. And I'm all about a positive mindset. But here's a thing that I think a lot of people are falling trap or falling suspect to and victim to is this kind of positive mindset or positive, you know, positivity mentality. And I get it. Like, I love it. I'm an optimistic type of person. But having a positive mindset is not enough. You can think happy thoughts, but if you do not back it with action, there is no real results. And I see a lot of people today, especially in the coaching and speaking space, that really, you know, are all about motivation. But here's the thing about motivation. If you do not give any tactical examples on how to move forward, then that motivation becomes manipulation. Most people are out there selling and sharing motivation to really benefit and profit off of the fear of other people. And like, I love motivation, but one thing I hate being called is a motivational speaker, because motivation is great, but discipline is what's necessary to build momentum. Motivation, and then you need momentum. And the bridge for those two is discipline. Consistent discipline. And that's where a lot of people fail, probably where you're failing too. And I know this podcast is really, you know, inspirational, it's transformational. It can be if you take action, but I just really wanted to take a second to talk about this, guys, because especially in the world today where the economy's, you know, in a bad place, you know, politics are in a bad place, gas prices, everything, you know, eggs, everything's going in a bad direction. And it's very easy to get caught up in this negative thinking, this victim mentality. And this is one thing that, you know, if somebody was to ask me, what is the one thing that you hate or you despise in this world? And that is a victim mindset. I had that for most of my life. And I'll tell you that it does no good. You are never a victim of your circumstances. You always have the power of choice. And when I look back at my life and, you know, when I wanted to play the victim or when I did play the victim and I chose that victim card, you know, it wasn't that I was helpless. It was that I was not willing to be helped. And if I can't help myself, then nobody's going to help me. And if you can't help you, then I can't help you. Nobody will help you. No podcast, no book, no nothing. And so when it comes to motivation, when it comes to this positive thinking, understand, guys, that yes, you can think positive. You can read the positive books. But if you do not take action, It's all for nothing. You're going to be in a bad place. And usually what happens too, is that when you drown yourself in this positivity mindset or this, you know, you listen to people that are just always happy, even though their life is falling apart and they fake it till they make it. Usually what happens is whenever we are going through a bad situation and we want to listen to the positive, we want to look at other people and they're just so full of life and joy and whatever you want to call it, rainbows and butterflies, right? What we end up doing is we become depressed and anxious because we can't cipher what is real and what is fake. And we look at these people who are portraying this positivity, this almost toxic positivity, if you will. And it makes us get into a darker place because for some reason, something's not right with us. Have you ever felt like that before? Like, I've read a lot of books and I found that the more and more books I read that were like positivity and, you know, motivational, the more depressed I got, the more upset I got, the more anxious I got, the more my life seemed to be just screwed up. And, you know, this personal growth and development, I'm all about it. It helped me get to where I'm at today. But I want to just kind of peel back the curtain for you and be honest with you. Can I do that for a second? You see, most people today will continue to just drown in information and never really have the transformation. And that's what I want to talk about today is, you know, taking this positive and turning it into possibilities. Because without action, this positive talk, this motivational speech has no weight. It has no weight in the world. It has no weight in your life. It has no ability to transform you. And so I want you to think about this. When you wake up and you have a choice between a positive mindset and a negative mindset, because there's days that I wake up and I feel depressed, I feel anxious, I feel worried, I feel, you know, all the pressures of what I have going on in my personal and professional life, you know, speaking, coaching and training, full-time naval officer, husband, father, leader, all those things that I do, it builds anxiety because it's like juggling all the time and you have to be mindful of where your priorities are. And there's days where I want to do something, but to be honest with you, I can't do it because I have other things going on and my priorities, you know, they come from my core values and my virtues of who I'm becoming. And if what I need to do is not aligned with what I want to do, then there's a mix match there and I don't take action. And, you know, it's being selective. And so today what I want to talk about is this power of choice. You're never a victim and you always have the power to choose what you will focus on. Okay. We all get the same 24 hours in a day, but some of us are productive in that 24 hours and some of us are destructive in that 24 hours. The difference is in the mindset that we choose to listen to or to follow. And so here's a kind of a structure that I use, and I call it idea. You know, we have so many ideas every day, and some of them are positive, some of them are negative, some of them are serving, disastrous in the sense that it can help us create life and it can help us destroy our life, right? A good idea to go rob a bank can literally destroy your future. A good idea to go serve at the homeless shelter or to go get an education or to go help somebody can be constructive in the sense that it builds your self-worth, your self-value. And the problem today is that most people don't understand this one little power of choice can change the trajectory of your life. And so I have this pattern called an idea. Okay. Kind of goes with the adage of thinking and having good ideas. But number one, you got to identify the negative influences. If you're going to change a negative thought, chances are it came from somewhere. Usually at a young age, you're given these negative thoughts or these negative thinking patterns from your family. Could be your parents, could be your sister, your brother, your family, your friends, your social circle. And that has a big imprint on how we show up, especially as an adult. You know, before the age of 12, we're kind of taught what to think. And if we don't change our perception of the world or really start rationalizing, is this true? You know, by the age of 18, that becomes our thinking pattern. That becomes our reality. And what I have found is that there's a lot of things that I was taught early on in my life that weren't true. And I had to rewrite those programs and I had to take inventory and identify where did this come from? What was the influencing factor that allowed me to think this way, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't worthy of love, that poverty is my baseline and that I will never be educated because I'm just not smart enough. And then minimum wage jobs and, you know, the whole poverty and scarcity mindset. And when you identify the negative influences, now you have a choice. Again, here's that little word, choice. You have a choice to either follow it or steer clear of it and go in the other direction. Because sometimes the people that are influencing you the most in a negative way are your friends and family. And it's not that they don't like you or that they hate you. It's that they that's all they know. Their level of awareness is not greater than their current circumstance. You know, when I joined the military and I traveled the world, I've been to 30 different countries. Nobody in my family or in my social circle at that time has ever been to that many places. So to be honest, they were uncultured. They didn't understand the awareness that I've had, because now my mind has been open to what is possible. And so to come back and try to explain that, it was almost a moot point, because they couldn't relate and I couldn't relate. And then you listen to people who still encompass this poverty or scarcity mindset. And if you do not make a choice to mitigate your time with them, they will continue to drown you in the bullshit, and you will continue to follow down that path. And your environment is so important, because if you think about, you know, planting a garden, if the environment is not conducive to that type of plant or fruit, you will never, ever produce the fruit that you want or the flowers that you want. The same thing goes as our thoughts. If you think of them as flowers or, you know, possibility, and they're blossoming in our brain, if you're in the wrong environment, they will be dead on arrival. They will never have an opportunity to grow. And so what happens is this negativity, if they're weeds and you're around negative people, that environment's going to be conducive to growing weeds, and it's going to choke out all of your dreams, all your desires, all of your hopes, all of your aspirations, and you will continue to live life on repeat. It's kind of that old adage, you know, some people live to be 93 years old. Some people live 1 year 93 times. Which one do you want to be? And so number one, you have to identify the negative influences. Number two, once you identify, you have to distance yourself from the problem or the people. You know, this negative thinking comes from our current problems or our current situations. And when we have them jumbled around in our head, it clogs up our ability to actually think and to critical think and to actually come up with the solutions. So what I like to do is don't just think it, you got to ink it. So I put down all the things that are worrying me. I data dump them on a piece of paper. Anytime that I feel anxious or depressed, that's the power of journaling, right? You put it down on paper, and now you separate yourself from it. And now you can look at it from a 30,000 foot view, and you can say, okay, is this true? And if this is so, then how do I look at these problems and attack them one by one, and from the most important to the least important? You see, some of the problems that we make up in our life aren't as big as we think. And so when you take them out of your thought process and put them on paper, you can look at them for what they are. Okay, cool. This problem actually is a possibility. This obstacle can be an opportunity. Now, what resources do I need to overcome this or turn it into that? And so you put it down on paper, and all of a sudden now you can separate yourself from the problem and now solve the problem, come up with solutions, and utilize your resources. And so number one, identify the negative influences. Number two, you got to distance yourself from those problems or people, those negative influences. Number three is E. And that is educate yourself on the lesson life is teaching you. You see, in formal education, we get a lesson and then we take a test. But in life, life's a little bit different. It gives us the test, and it's up to us to learn the lesson. And that's where most adults go wrong. When I'm coaching somebody or I'm speaking to an audience and I do a Q&A, most people are stuck right here because they have yet to learn the lesson life was trying to teach them. Therefore, they continue to get the test. And every time that I feel stuck in something, I go back and reflect and say, huh, that situation, you know, where I had to forgive my dad, what was the lesson to be learned there? Forgiveness. What was the test that life was giving me? I was filled with anger and frustration about that relationship and how it went and how it was ruining my life. Oh, the test of, you know, becoming a new father. What was the lesson? To be the man that I never had in my life, to be the father that I always needed. And so we have to look at all the things in our life and understand that life is constantly giving us a test, and it's up to us to learn the lesson. And as we do that, we move forward purposefully. And most people just go through life aimlessly, and they continue to get the same problems. They find themselves in the same relationships with the same bank account, with the same health problems, with the same relationship problems, the same job, the same 9-to-5. And what happens is, you go back on this cycle of repeat over and over again. And then you hear these people that say, why does this always happen to me? Life is never happening to you. It's always happening for you. And the way that you make it happen for you is by learning the lessons from the test that life has given you. So if you have yet to do that, just like I told you to write down on paper all the problems, go back and ask yourself, what is the lesson to be learned here? And once you learn that, then you grow through life. You don't just go through life. Okay, the last one, I, D, E, and then A. The last one is action. You got to take action despite your feelings. You see, feelings aren't facts. Feelings are just feelings, and they're fleeting, because feelings can wreck your life. You know, feelings are really emotions. And if you ever heard somebody say, I'm an emotional wreck, Yeah, that means that they let their feelings take control of their life and they have directed them in a certain direction. And now they are at risk of driving off that cliff, driving into that wall. And unfortunately, a lot of people will be paralyzed by the feeling of fear, the feeling of uncertainty, the feeling of lack or scarcity. And I know that. I mean, that's why I call it, you know, paralysis by analysis, because you're analyzing this fear, you're analyzing this situation, you're telling yourself that it's not safe. Fear is actually a good indicator that you're breaking into new territory. You've never done it before, but guess what happens whenever you take action? Usually that fear is always fake. It's never even real. It's something that we've made up in our mind. But here's the other thing. What I've learned is that fear and excitement share the same emotions. Fear and excitement, that those emotions share the same physiological response in our body, right? When we're afraid, what do? We start sweating, we get a little nervous, our heart starts beating faster, our palms are sweaty, you know, butterflies in our stomach. Well, the same thing happens when we're excited too. Butterflies in our stomach, our heart starts pounding, and we're just excited for what's to come. So sometimes we need to pause and ask ourselves, am I really afraid? Where am I excited about what's about to happen? You know, this is a good example of this is whenever, you know, I step on stage and speak in front of people, the same feeling comes up. And I used to be afraid and thinking, man, I'm afraid. Why am I afraid? What am I fearing? And then I realized that, man, you're actually excited because you're about to change somebody's life. You're about to speak to thousands of people. One person is going to take away something from here that could transform their life. What is there to be afraid about that? That's exciting to know that you're going to change somebody's life. And it was in that moment that I realized that fear and excitement share the same physiological response. Those emotions, although different, they have the same physiological response. I get to choose and decide which one is going to take over. Is it the excitement or is it the fear? And so I want you to consider this. If you're looking at your life right now and you're thinking, okay, how do I change a negative thought pattern? How do I change my negative thinking from that of negative to positive? You get to choose which one. The negative never goes away. It's going to always be there. But, you know, the law of polarity states that, you know, for everything in life, there's an equal and an opposite. So for up, there is down, for hot, there is cold, for in, there is out, and for positive, there is a negative. So if you have negative thinking, celebrate, because somewhere in your mind, you know that there's a positive, there's an opposite, just like a battery on a car, right? You got a positive and a negative. In order for that thing to run, you have to have it on both of those terminals in order for it to charge and go. The same thing goes in our life. The negative is there to serve us as a guide of what not to do. The positive is there to give us a guide on where we need to head and where we need to be. Now, again, I can't stress this, that if you incorporate this positive thinking in your life, you must back it by action. Because if not, you don't give your brain a vote for that's what I want. A positive thought. Man, I could write a book. I can go speak on stages. I can create a program. I can be a better leader. I can be a better father, a husband, a mother, a spouse. I can make more money. That's a positive thought. Now it's up to you to go make it a possibility by action. That's where a lot of people get this positive thinking and this positive thought process. That's where they get it wrong. And remember this, that it's not about motivation. It's about transformation, because if you continue to look for motivation, it becomes manipulation. Motivation backed by action creates transformation. That transformation builds momentum. You build momentum, that's where you start building meaningful things in your life. So don't worry about the motivation. Sometimes I'm not motivated when I go for a run, but as I take action, guess what? That motivation comes because I'm building momentum. I'm realizing that I'm becoming who I said I wanted to be. And that's what it's about. So stop looking for the motivation. Start asking yourself, how can I build momentum through transformation? And you do that by taking action regardless of how you feel.